For Arizona Public Media, I'm Zach Ziegler. Red Barat will be taking to the stage Friday night at the Rialto Theater. The band is led by Sonny Jane, who Downbeat Magazine described as a rising star of the percussion world. I recently spoke with him about the band's unique sound and strong live shows. For those who aren't familiar with the band, how would you describe the sound?
It's always interesting to describe it. I think right off the bat, it's a global dance party that really just kind of includes everyone, and that's the message of the band. It's just inclusivity. It's party. It's letting go. It's expression. In terms of genre sounds, I mean, it's rooted in Punjabi Indian brass band tradition, but it's very much an American sound with strong influences of jazz, funk, go-go, rock. There's just about anything and everything really seeping into it.
So what's the first song you'd want people to hear from Red Barat?
I'm gonna pick the title track to our second studio album. It's called Shruggy G. It really accurately kind of describes where our sound is. You hear that Punjabi influence with the dhol playing. You get the go-go taste and the funk and hip-hop taste and the drum set and the percussion with the counter-rhythms of the go-go bells and the bongos. You have a really nice melody with the horns happening, and then you have the lyrics, the rap by Miwi La Lupa. That's just really fun. That's kind of pointing at India, but also pointing at Brooklyn and pointing at the funness of just a Red Barat party.
Three percussionists in a band is not something that's common in Western popular music. How does it affect your sound?
I think it brings a lot of drive and energy to the band, just as all the horns do. I mean, you know, the vision for the band from the onset was to have a group that could just take to the streets if we wanted to, but could play stages as well.
Can you describe your main instrument, the dhol?
Sure. The dhol is a big barrel instrument that slings around my shoulder, and I play it with sticks. One really thin stick that hits against a high side, and then a big curved stick that I play on the bass side that's a goatskin. You know, it's synonymous with Bhangra music or Punjabi culture. Bhangra music is a type of traditional folk rhythm and dance that comes out of the state of Punjab, which is in northwest Indian subcontinent, which is now split between Pakistan and India. And, you know, these are sounds I grew up with.
Your band is very instrument and percussion driven. Does that help you get into the jam and improvisational groove?
I think so. I mean, you know, a lot of us have that jazz background, but it's certainly not a jazz group. It's certainly not just an Indian brass band. You know, it's kind of got its foot in every genre, which has allowed us to get to, you know, the Bonnaroo or the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass or, you know, those festivals or Bumbershoot, you know, and then it's allowed us to get the jazz festivals, Montreal Jazz Festival, and, you know, the Canadian festivals, some stuff in Europe, and then also just to play clubs, you know, and just to rock out a rock club and just go hardcore and deliver that energy. But, you know, I think, you know, everyone's background in jazz and improvisational music lends us, you know, it gives us that ability to really open up and go wherever we might want to go and just travel together as a band.
So you, Sonny Jane, have worked with numerous artists in your career. Who's on your short list of people to work with?
There's not one in particular, but I would love to see Red Barat as a backing band with Kanye West or even Jay-Z. I think it would be really magical to have the brass band up there, have that Punjabi dhol, have all that percussion and drums. I think it would be really, really cool. That would be fun. I'd also love to work with Radiohead. You know, they've certainly had horns in the Kid A album and, you know, subsequently from there.
So we're wrapping up here. What song would you want to go out on?
Hala Bol. That's the first track on the album.
Sunny Jane, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to coming to Tucson.
All right. It'll be good to have you here. Thank you.
All right, man. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Red Barat will be playing at the Rialto Theater on Friday, October 4th. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.